This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. The third American to fall ill with inhalation anthrax in the past few weeks is in serious condition in a Virginia hospital. The man works for the U.S. Postal Service, handling express and priority mail. Confirmation of this case has led officials to shut down two postal sorting facilities and call in more than 2,000 workers to be tested for exposure to anthrax. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The unidentified postal worker routinely picks up express and priority mail from a handling facility near the Baltimore-Washington airport. He takes loads back to the central processing facility in northeast Washington, D.C., and helps sort them. Postal managers say he started feeling bad last Tuesday, but didn't go to the hospital until 3 days later. Virginia State Health Commissioner Dr. Ann Peterson says the man came in with symptoms doctors are now on the lookout for.
Fever, chest pain, most of the symptoms for anthrax are fairly nonspecific. The prognosis for inhalational anthrax is not great, but the earlier you start, the better.
Peterson says inhalation anthrax has been so rare that statistics on treatment and recovery predictions are limited. But it is a very serious form of the disease, often more deadly than skin anthrax. Dr. Rima Kabaz of the Centers for Disease Control says it's not clear exactly how this postal worker became exposed.
We don't have a good answer for why a postal worker who handled packages has inhalation anthrax. Clearly, he was exposed to anthrax. We don't have any obvious history of his handling any open package or leaking package, but in terms of details, we are still investigating the situation.
Part of that investigation includes closing down the two buildings where the ill man worked for extensive testing and testing more than 2,000 other postal employees. Each is getting enough antibiotics now to last 10 days. Employees who show exposure to the anthrax bacteria would receive a full 2-month course of treatment later. Lydia Hembry is an overnight supervisor at Washington's main processing center, now temporarily closed. She came down to a D.C. government center Sunday afternoon because she was asked to, not because she's worried about getting sick.
I love the Postal Service and everything it represents. And the fact that people depend on us every day to move millions of pieces of mail is important. So while there's a threat 365 a day when you're out there delivering mail. You cannot let that stop you.
But among some frontline postal workers coming in as the news of required testing spread, there is a sense of anger that the people who make decisions about these things have not done enough soon enough. Deborah Potter sorts mail going to government offices, express, priority, and regular. She says until today, all the information she got was rumors.
What they should have did was just daily let us know what's going on instead of keeping it amongst themselves, because we're the one working in that mail, they're not. They're in the office. They're safe. We're not.
Some environmental tests began at the main Washington Postal Sorting Facility last week when officials realized the letter containing anthrax spores sent to Senate Leader Tom Daschle was processed there. But officials say they didn't start antibiotic treatment earlier because they had no evidence postal workers had been exposed to anthrax bacteria. That has now changed. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.